Unit 8. Lesson 8A. Exercise 3. 1.
Have you seen my charger, Alex?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Why are you asking me?
You're always borrowing it.
Not that often. Only a couple of times recently.
You had it last, didn't you?
I don't know if I had it last, but I gave it back to you.
Did you?
Yes, a couple of days ago. I put it in your bedroom, remember?
Oh, yes. Okay. But I still don't know where it is.
Shall I help you look for it?
Yes, please.
2.
Hi, Sally. It's me, Daniel. Listen, I'm sorry about yesterday. I didn't mean to cut you off. I wasn't angry. Well, I was a bit angry, but not because of what you said on the phone. It's just that I'd left you a message about tomorrow evening. You know, the film we were planning to go and see. And you didn't get back to me, so we can't go now because the tickets have all sold out and I'm busy for the rest of the week, so it was my only chance. Anyway, I'm sorry, and let's fix something up for next weekend, okay? Bye now.
3.
You're good with gadgets, aren't you, Lucy? Can you help me with something?
Sure, Mum. What are you trying to do?
Well, your granddad has sent me a text, and I want to be able to call him without dialing the number.
The easiest thing would be to add his number to your contacts list.
How do I do that?
Select the message, tap on this icon. Mm-hmm, that's right.
Oh, the phone's gone dead. What's happened?
Looks like the battery's run out of charge. Didn't you get a warning message about it?
I got a message about 10 minutes ago, but I didn't read it.
Plug it into the charger. You put the lead in the small hole at...
Yes, I know how to recharge my phone. I'm not that useless.
OK. Now it's coming back on. So, tap the icon I showed you, then tap on Save Contact to Address Book. Then you can type in Grandad's name and save it.
OK, thanks. I think I can manage now.